for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, August the 31st, 2018. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on spiritual order. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
If we defile the temple, we're going to be destroyed. I spoke about eating donuts over there. Okay, well, donuts, the Bible doesn't say donuts is sin, but I'm telling you, if it's killing you, you're sowing to death. Huh? If you've got diabetes and you keep eating the junk, it's going to kill you. You're agreeing with the devil and you're allowing yourself to be destroyed. The devil doesn't care how he kills you. He comes. He's a thief that comes but to steal, to kill, and destroy. I've decided in my life, John 10:10, look, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give us a life and a life more abundant. I'm 58 years old. I have decided I'm not going to help the thief anymore. Why do I want to help him? There's nothing that he has that's good for me or you. 1 Corinthians 6:15, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Let it not be. When we talk about soul ties, this is one of the scriptures, soul ties. You don't find the term soul tie in the Bible, but you don't find the term Trinity in the Bible either. Although we know there's a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. I explained that. Three in one. You don't find the term, but you can find things that show you the case and the validity of souls being knit together. Beginning with a man and his wife getting married and becoming one. Next, Jonathan and David have had their souls, and this wasn't sexual, but they were knit together as friends. And then there's a woman that got raped by the prince of Shechem. Her name was Dinah. She was a sister to the patriarchs of Israel, to Jacob's son. And she got raped, and the Bible says the prince of Shechem's soul was knit unto hers. And now we jump forward right here, and Paul says you become members of a harlot. Well, the harlot's not just the girl. It's whoever's in that deal. Harlotry is harlotry. It's male and female. Amen? Okay? So you become one with that person. And yet we got the Holy Ghost. And see, God, listen. When you're born again, do you know why you're here? You're here for God's purpose. If not, we'd get born again, zapped out of here. Boop! Gone. There went another one. Wonder what happened to them? They must have believed something. Gone. We just be gone. We join the Lord. We're here. I'm telling you what. We're here because in all of our weakness, He is made strong. And because in all of our weakness, all those powers, all those principalities, all those demons, all those supernatural bands are being defeated whenever we stand up and agree with God. And God's rubbing it in their face. And one day He's going to throw them in the pit. And we're going to rejoice. Amen? All right. So therefore, if you're here to be a witness, and we're going to take the Holy Ghost and put Him in those situations, then that is a very poor witness. And God doesn't want you to listen to me. Paul talked about a man that was sleeping with his mother-in-law. And he says such a thing hasn't been heard in Israel. He said, I'd turn him over to Satan that his body might perish, that his spirit might live. He turned him over that he would come to godly sorrow and not perish and go to hell in what he was doing. And later on, he told him to accept him back, so it worked. Huh? He repented. You know, what he did was they quit praying for him, and the devil stepped in and barely whooped that man, and the man called out to God. Because in another letter, he's telling him to restore him. So thank you, Lord. There are people in this room, I venture to say, everybody in this room has taken a butt whipping at time that you needed it in order to come back to God or in order to call on Him for the first time. Is anybody here that way? When I came to the Lord, every wheel I had off of my vehicles fell off. Everything, man. It wasn't just a flat tire. They just went, boom. Oh, God. Here I am. Help me, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:17, but he being joined to the Lord is one spirit. Everybody say,
I want
to be joined to the Lord.
First
Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit in you, whom you have of God, and you are not your own? Let me just say this. You come off of drugs, you come off of alcohol, and you're walking with God, and God is beginning to heal you, and He's beginning to deliver you and getting you rid of that rejection and the fear and the anger and all that mess that was the real root. There's a tree over there. It's worth looking at. So when you find out what those roots are and God's delivered you of that, there's two things that are totally different than those, than the rejection, the fear, and the anger that will open the door and everything else come flooding back in. And one of them is unholy judgment. That means judging other human beings as if you couldn't do what they're doing if you were them. And that's letting that unforgiveness, and you're judging them, you're charging them. I've known people that quit smoking cigarettes that just despise a smoker. God gave them the grace to quit, and out of those stinking smokers over there. Well, come on. You were a stinking smoker. Huh? Right? Stinking fornicator. I can't believe you're fornicating. Well, you did. If you didn't do it, you did it in your mind. We've all fallen, right? So I can't go. Now, I judge right and wrong. If I knew you, you're part of my portion and you're sinning, and God tells me to, I'm going to tell you flat out, listen, man, what you're doing is going to destroy you. It's a curse. I can't tell you how many couples in church just fornicate and shacking up thinking it's okay, and nobody will tell them, so they're wallowing in their destruction. And I'm not telling them as if I couldn't do it because I've done it all. But I'm going to tell them because I love them even if they don't like me when I tell them. I want them to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So we've got to tell people, but I cannot fall into unholy judgment and criticism. I cannot go to a place. Listen, you can get to such a place, ain't nobody in the world could preach a message to you that you wouldn't pick apart. And you really need to learn to eat meat and spit out bones. If it's from God, I don't care how bitter it seems to you, swallow it and eat it and let it change your life. But if it's not, poof, spit it out. Pray for God to show them the truth. And if it's not a heresy, if it's a heresy, get out of there. If it denies the virgin birth, if it denies that God came in the flesh, if it denies the resurrection, those are heresies. The next thing is sexual sin. And if you don't get a hold of your eyes, and I'm talking, listening, this used to be mostly a male thing. Mostly. But the women are going to go where the men lead them. You hear me? That's what's going to happen. So when the father's abdicated, when all these things begin to happen, and we quit having the household together, and we quit having men follow with God, and men that don't follow God, their families are going to typically not follow God either, and the girls will go down the same path. And it's getting darker and darker and darker and darker, so I can't tell you how many women are having to be delivered for pornography now too. Not as many as the men, but it's still common. You got to guard your eyes. You got to guard your mind. David said, I will not look upon the unclean thing. Job said, I make a covenant with my eyes. I will not look upon the strange woman. Okay? Basically what it is you got to look from the neck up. People don't need to be seen except from here up until you're married. Yeah? And that's the truth. And if you find any draw, and you find the devil will put things in front of you. Bless my wife, when we were in, and she would come up and tell. If I call her up, she'd come tell you the story. So I'm not. I'm just sharing. But we had a jealousy issue in our home, and I can promise you, and it wasn't founded. But she would get jealous. I would get mad about being accused. But I promise you, if there was a naked woman in the county, she was going to come down our Walmart aisle. Okay. I'm not kidding you. I would do what I would do if she wasn't there. I'd turn my head, but boy, I could feel the atmosphere when I turned back around because the devil knows how to set you up. Now, see, he was setting us up to fight. Okay? He was setting us up to fight. What's he setting you up for? Okay?
you got to learn. The Bible says we're not unaware of the wiles of the enemy. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, in whom you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Tattoos. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks on you. I am Jehovah. Now people will try to separate. I told you at the beginning of this talk, there's the Old Testament, New Testament, one book. Okay? One book. So all of the moral laws, every one of the 613 moral laws of God in the Old Testament that had to do with morality tied to one of the Ten Commandments. Every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of those 1,050 that I told you are in the New Testament commands, they tie to the Ten Commandments. None of God's moral laws are God. If you look at Leviticus 19:28, you're going to find that teaching right in the middle of the witchcraft admonitions. And witchcraft is idolatry. It's turning to other gods. And God said, don't print any marks on you. Don't do that for the dead. You are making a blood covenant with the person that cuts you and with whatever spirits that they have. And the spirits that are in that human being are going to transfer into you. The spirit, so listen. So if you go and got you a tattoo that's a grim reaper, you're going to get a grim reaper spirit. If you're going to go get any kind of a death image, you're going to get a spirit of death. Now you're also going to get a pagan spirit. You're going to get spirits of bondage. You're going to get unclean spirits. You can get infirmity spirits. And I'm going to tell you, no condemnation here from me. Because when I was in the world, and I tell people this, I'm telling you straight up, if I was in the world, and that had been the way I went, I'd be covered head to foot. Because when I drank heavy. When I smoked dope, I smoked heavy. When I did sexual sin, I did it a lot. Okay? There was no boundaries. That just bothered me. I didn't go that route. That's just one less set of demons that I had to deal with. Okay? But I would deal with them. So I tell people that have them, you want to be free from that? We want to get free. We want to cut those. Have you ever been to the parlors and looked at all those images they got on the walls? Now, if you put the cross on you, if you put scripture on you, it's an antichrist spirit. Another Christ, because it doesn't line up with the Word of God. So you have that. Well, let's just get rid of them. Don't be ashamed. There is no shame here. We're not heaping shame on anybody for anything. God delivered us. Jesus went to the cross to take our shame. We give all that up. But if somebody comes and sees them, and these kids go, oh, I love that. He go, well, I wish I hadn't done it. And I'll tell you why. Because God would have preferred we not do that. His Word says. But nonetheless, I've been freed and set free from it. And that's all you do. You're going to get a new body one day anyway. We're all going to get a new body. Like somebody said, you wouldn't go draw in the church house. And your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, we take it back to the Word. So if you've got those, then you just get deliverance for them and move on. I have seen people get blocked when we talk this. That was it. No, that's Old Testament. No, it's the Word of God.
Amen.
It's the Word of God. It's one of those things that, look at, so if I transgress the law, I'm not walking in grace. If I transgress it purposely, I'm not walking in grace. If I transgress His law without repentance, I'm not covered in that grace. He might keep me alive. The devil's going to beat me up. They're going to have inroads. How many want to shut the door to the enemy? Matthew 10:28. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one that can destroy both body and soul in hell. Paul's declaration concerning his own body. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. But I buffet my body and lead it captive, lest proclaiming to others I might myself be rejected. With a choice of the will, We must submit our body to the souls, which being renewed agrees with our born-again spirit, who always believes God, the Holy Spirit. When our lives are in order, the following scripture becomes apparent in our lives and other people will see the proof. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Matthew 7:16. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bring forth good fruit, but corrupt trees bring forth evil fruit. Now I just finished that. As we make the proper choices to believe God, study His Word, choose life, not death, we're in the correct spiritual order. We can live our lives in Jesus, and He will show Himself to others through us. This life is impossible except by the grace of God with Holy Spirit empowerment. John 15:4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Say, Jesus, without you, I can do nothing. So let's pray together, all who will. And you just pray with me here. Father Yahweh, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I confess there are times where my soul, which is my mind, will and emotions, do not agree with your Holy Spirit and your Word. I confess that at times my body has been in charge of my life. I confess that my actions have not been according to your way, but mine. I ask you for forgiveness in Jesus' name. I break any curse on my life from any words spoken by me or others that are sown unto the flesh and death and not life. I bind the spirits that bring confusion in Jesus' name and command them now to flee in Jesus' name. I declare that the intent of my free will choice is to obey you. I will follow the Holy Spirit in agreement with my spirit. I will by choice bless the Lord with my soul by making choices to love and obey your word and Holy Spirit. I will submit my body unto my renewed mind. I thank you, Lord, for your grace, your power, which will help me do what I want to do. By your strength, Lord, for your glory, I will bring forth food. 30, 60, 100-fold. I thank you for order.
Thank you for order
in my life.
In my life
as a saint.
As a saint.
And for sweet submission.
And for sweet submission.
In every area I serve.
Every area I serve.
Including my home.
Including my home.
Church.
Church.
And the world.
And the world.
I believe you for these things.
I believe you for these things.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath. Every spirit now that blocks the order, in the name of Jesus, every lying spirit, every deceiving spirit, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of disorder and dysfunction, in the name of Jesus, I break your power, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that magnifies the flesh, in the name of Jesus, you have to go, every spirit that magnifies the five senses, in the name of Jesus, I break your power, you have to go, 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 leave them, leave them, leave them. Every spirit where the female dominates, in the name of Jesus, and in the husband, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, we're going to go there. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere where the husband fails to dwell with his wife in knowledge, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere where there's no submission to godly authority and all the rebellion, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere their bodies, every spirit, in the name of Jesus, magnifying the physical body in the name of Jesus and ignoring the Holy Spirit, I break your power in Jesus' name. Every spirit that magnifies what the eyes see, what the ears hear, in the the name of Jesus, the head of the Word of God, we break your power. I break the power of fear. I break the power of doubt. I break the power of unbelief. In the name of Jesus, say, I repent, Lord.
I repent, Lord.
For fear.
For fear.
Doubt.
Doubt.
And unbelief.
And unbelief.
And I break that threefold cord.
I break that threefold cord.
And command those spirits to go.
I command those spirits to go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go. Fear. Doubt. Unbelief. Evil heart of unbelief. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Evil heart of unbelief. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Bewitching spirits. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. And every spirit that magnifies feelings of the emotions. I say, Lord, I ask you to heal my emotions. And to help me. Cause my emotions to be subject to my choice of will. And not and that I would not be ruled by my emotions. I thank you for God-given emotions. I need to feel. But everything needs to filter. Through the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. And anywhere that has been contrary. I command the spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, go, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, but you don't know how I feel. I break your power in the name of Jesus. You don't know what he said to me. I break your power. You don't know what she said. I break your power. All justifying spirits. All justification of sin. I break your power. All compromise in the name of Jesus. Well, I did this because. I break your power in the name of Jesus. But because. I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Family order. Genesis 2:24, therefore man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to be thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Ephesians 5:24, 25, 26, 27, and 28. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So ought to men love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. Every married couple in here needs to learn what their role is, and it's none of your business what your mate's role is. In the respect of other than praying for them, that God would help them fulfill their roles. But you will not wrestle them or nag them or change them or bully them or dominate them into being who they're supposed to be. But you need to pray. And you need to pray, first of all, for yourself. God, help me be who I'm called to be. I often tell them there's some certain books out there that are great books to read to help you in marriage. One's called Love and Respect. And I always tell the couples, get two books. And you read your part, and you read your part. And don't even look at the other part until you work in your part. And then you can see how you can pray. So you don't do this. Because husbands are to love their wives. Wives are to respect their husbands. And if you get in one of them contests, says, well, I ain't loving you until you respect me. Or, well, you don't even love me, so why should I respect you? Nobody wins. You just destroy one another, and you're fighting yourself. Ephesians 5:33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife sees that she reverence, honor, or respect, deference, profound adoring, awed respect of her husband. God's going to have to do that. Listen, I always tell him, look, so we're called to love the wives. Sometimes wives aren't lovable. And often the men aren't respectable. Okay? Granted. But God didn't say love them when they're lovable or respect them when they're respectable. He said, do what you're supposed to do. You do, if we do our part, things change. 1 Peter 3:1, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also, without the word, be won by the conversation of their wives. There are wives that have husbands that are heathens. And you ain't going to win them by complaining. The Lord said right here, be kind. Let your words be kind. Do kind things. There are wives that have husbands that are good men, as far as providing, they're kind, okay? But maybe they're not as spiritual as the wife thinks they ought to be. Well, pray for them. Husbands, same way with their wives that are good wives that just don't believe the same way. The husband's on fire and the wife just ain't quite there. Well, pray for them. Be kind. Do kind things. Love them. Fight for them in the spirit. You'll never, listen, this is not only husband and wife, but listen, you will never wrestle any human being into the truth of the gospel. You lay it out there as the Lord shows you. There are times you're throwing pearls to the swine. If somebody's not ready, you're doing more damage than good. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit, and we need to fight. But we've got to do. Listen, you want to see your marriage transformed? Do you want to see it? If you do, if you're going to get married one day, do you want to not repeat what you did in the past? Because perhaps there's some divorce in here. God forgives that. He'll cleanse you. You can move on. But do you want to repeat what you had in the past? Or do you want to see God be God? And do you want to see the glory of God in your marriage? And if you do, then you have to do your part and pray for your spouse to do their part. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So here's what a family looks like in order. I'm going to go on and read something before I go there. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, that it may be well with thee, and that you may live long in the earth. Some of you need to repent for the dishonor to your parents, even though they might have been dishonorable. If you don't repent for your part of that, then it says right there, it doesn't go well with you. Well, I don't know about you, but I'd prefer it to go well with me. And the opposite of the well is not well. Well, some of us need to repent for that rebellion on our part, for turning the deaf ear to our parents. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There's a place sometimes where fathers pick on their kids thinking it's fun. But if your father picked on you, he might have put anger in you. Need forgiving for that. If you've done it as a father, maybe you need to repent. Because we're not to provoke people to wrath. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he shall not depart from it. So here's what your family looks like in order. There's the blood of Jesus. It's covering it. It's protecting you from the fiery darts. Holy Spirit's the head. Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit. Spirit of Jesus, Spirit of God. Then you've got the father, the mother, and the children. And by the way, if you're married and you got children, your spouse is more important than your children. They have to be number one. Now, I'm not talking about not protecting in case of abuse. It's different. But if all things being aside, and those kids know how to work parents, they'll come to one parent and ask one thing, go to the next parent and ask another one, not even say that the other parent said no. And if you're a parent in this room and you got children, if you don't agree, don't not agree in front of the kids. Go in the other room. Go in the other room. And come out with a united face. Okay? Children are going to grow up and be gone. And it's going to be you. You want to do it God's way and you want to have order in your home. And I'm going to go back to this. Listen, so father, mother, children. Husband, wife, children. We need to come to a place of agreement. And we're joint heirs with Jesus, and nobody is better than the other one. And husband, you'd be foolish to just dominate your wife and make every decision because you think you're the head, which you are. But if you're going to bully her, if you're not going to consider her, you're not treating her with honor and respect. You need to listen. And you need to come into agreement. And I counsel people this. If you're married and you've got, and there's a decision to be made, but it doesn't have to be made, doesn't have to, and you're not in agreement, well, then don't make the decision until you come into agreement. Keep your agreement in your home. But if you can't come into agreement and it has to be made, then the default goes to the husband. And it's his responsibility. And you've got to trust God to be able to even make up for him if he makes a mistake. And then you're in order and you're doing it right with God. And that's godly order. That's his word. And if you know, listen, maybe if we did that right, there'd be a whole lot less confusion. There would be. I'm not going to maybe that. I take that out. Confusion would go away. God would show himself strong in many, many ways. Instead, we have confusion and catastrophe. You listen to your wife, you filter it with the Lord. Listen. And when you got a problem, listen to the Lord and see if you're supposed to speak. If you're judging a behavior that you know is not right, listen to the Lord about your timing to speak. Bring God into your situation when you get in rebellion. So the fiery darts, if the father's in rebellion, the mother and children are hit. They get hit. They're going to hit the consequences. The consequences of what he does is going to hit the entire family. If the mother's in rebellion, she opens up the children and herself. The father's doing what he's supposed to do. He's covered, but she's still opening up the children. So in other words, if you've got a mother that's in rebellion, and she's in need, listen, nobody's being perfect, but the last thing, that one of the worst things that can happen is that if there's a mother and she is talking to the children about the faults of the father, and showing the children how to backtalk to authority, it's a problem. Now listen, it's just a problem. It creates chaos in a home. Now, that doesn't mean that she doesn't go and share with her husband, hey, what you did was wrong. You hurt me. This was wrong. That's okay. But you be real and you love one another. But you don't have anarchy in your home. Do you want the fiery darts hitting your children? The children are in rebellion. People have been raised very well by good people. They get off into rebellion themselves. And the parents didn't do but what they knew to do. And they were good parents. Because those children are human beings with free will choices. And by the way, you notice that you don't have to teach a little baby to slap another little baby? Or to take their rattle? Or to be greedy? And half the time the child's first words are, mine? Huh? Little ones. Because we're born into sin. And you have to train a child not to do those things. But now I want to present something to you. I believe there'd be a whole lot less of these children that twist off if we quit perishing for lack of knowledge. And we start loving the Lord with all our heart. And we start crucifying our flesh. And we learn what the Word of God says. And we do battle. And we break these things off our lives. And we come out of agreement with demons. And we break these confederacies. And we walk in the love of God. And then our children will have the greatest opportunity to walk things out in the best manner possible. You're giving them that opportunity. They still have their own choice. Let's pray. Then we'll wrap up. Hey, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
we come to you in repentance.
Wherever our household
is out of order, we repent for it now. We repent for us and our ancestors. We forgive our ancestors if they were out of order. We break the power of Ahab and Jezebel, disorder, and all spirits that would try to defile our home and bring separation in Jesus' name. We repent for any words of death spoken over our homes, and command these spirits to leave. In Jesus' name. We repent for anywhere that anything but God has been made more important than our marriage, including our children. Say, we repent for making the children into idols. For you husbands, husbands only.
I repent
for every area where I've failed to love my wife as Jesus loved the church.
I repent
for where I've failed,
to be the priest
and leader of our household.
I repent
for failing to show leadership, through service. Do you serve your wife? That's just a question. That's rhetorical. That's for whoever will. Do you serve your wife?
Yes.
Because listen to me. The greatest of all is the servant of all. And you may need that revelation. Leadership is service. And doesn't have to do with authority and order. But I'm going to tell you this. You reap what you sow. Okay? There's still authority and order. But do you serve your wife? Do you look to see the smile on her face? And I'm not talking about chasing your trail, trying to keep somebody happy that won't let God keep them happy. Okay? I'm talking about just being kind and loving in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I do repent. For failing to show leadership. Through service. I command every spirit that hinders my leadership to flee. In Jesus' name. Now, wives, say, I forgive them, Lord. Say it loud. I forgive them, Lord. I release them. I release my father, my ancestors, all the male members of my family for failing to lead. In Jesus' name. Now, wives, now say, I repent. For wherever I fail to respect and reverence my husband like Sarah did Abraham. And listen to me. If you were a wife sitting in this room, and as those husbands were going through that, and you're going, my husband, you're not listening. Your heart's wrong. It's time. Listen, how long are we going to go on until things change? Maybe he doesn't. This is the time to begin to learn to intercede, to believe God to change things. We got a short time until the Lord returns and hell's coming to earth. Listen, we ain't seen anything to what's coming. It's time to get real. It's time to be real. So, and as we're reading this about the wives, if you're a husband going, she don't affect me, well, then your heart's wrong. Let's stop all that. And let's come into agreement with God. So let's start over, wives. Say, I repent for wherever I have failed to respect and reverence my husband like Sarah did Abraham. I repent for any area. Every area in which I have usurped his authority. That means taken what was his. I repent for failing to encourage him. I break the power of every spirit that hinders me from being his helpmate. I command them to leave. In Jesus' name. Now everybody take a deep breath. Every spirit that hinders the men from leading their wives through service in the name of Jesus, from loving their wives like Jesus loves the church in the name of Jesus, every accusing spirit where the wives would accuse the husbands, I break your power in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that would hinder the wives from respecting their husbands like Sarah did Abraham, for reverencing their husband in the name of Jesus, for trusting God
to be bigger than him. In the name of Jesus, I break it. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of those spirits. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of doubt, every spirit of fear of failure, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of control, both sides, say, Father,
I repent
for being a controller. For trying to dominate. Bully. Seduce. Manipulate. Instead of cooperating with the Word of God, with the Holy Spirit, doing my part, I break the power of those spirits in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. All the resentment that's been built up, I break your power. All the resentment that's brought this disorder, all the dishonor, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of the dishonor. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the mistrust. In Jesus' name, I bind you. I break your power. Take dominion over you. In the name of Jesus, go. All castigators, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, all blame. Well, if he only did that, if she only did that, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the people that will be accountable to you, Lord, and accountable to one another. In the name of Jesus, I break these curses, these marriage-breaking spirits off these families. In the name of Jesus. Parents, if you're a parent, say, I repent.
I repent.
For anywhere I've been stubborn.
For anywhere I've been stubborn.
In rebellion.
In rebellion.
And failed to properly discipline my children.
Discipline my children.
I repent for harsh discipline.
I repent for harsh discipline.
Done out of anger.
Done out of anger.
I repent for lack of discipline.
I repent for lack of discipline.
I break the power of rebellion off my bloodline in Jesus' name. I command rebellion
to
flee my family in Jesus' name. Father, I admit I cannot be the spouse
and
or the parent you have called me to be without your help. I invite you to convict me and my whole family in Jesus' name. When we sin, I'm asking you for you to help me in all things, big and small, in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a deep breath. Every spirit that would sear the conscience, in the name of Jesus, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that would justify, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of compromise, I break your power. Every spirit that says, but, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, justification, compromise, in the name of unholy justification, I break your power. Unholy compromise, I break the direct curses in this area. I break the indirect curses in this area. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command these spirits to flee. If you're a single parent in here, this is for you. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I come to you in repentance.
I come to you in repentance.
Wherever
my household
is out of order,
is out of order,
I repent for it now.
I repent for it now.
I repent for me.
I repent for me.
And my ancestors.
My ancestors.
I forgive my ancestors.
I forgive my ancestors.
If they were out of order,
they were out of order.
I break the power. Of Ahab,
of Jezebel,
disorder, and every spirit that would try to defile my home and bring separation. I repent for words of death spoken over my home and command all these spirits to leave in Jesus' name. I repent for anywhere that God, that anything but God has been made more important in my life, including my children. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Say, I repent, everybody.
I repent.
For anywhere I've been stubborn. Let's just do this again. And in rebellion.
In rebellion.
And fail to properly discipline my children.
Fail to properly discipline my children.
I'm going to take this another direction. Say, I forgive.
I forgive.
Everyone.
Anyone.
That disciplined me.
That disciplined me.
In a harsh manner.
In a harsh manner.
Or failed to discipline me.
Failed.
I'm going somewhere else. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I forgive them.
I forgive them.
I release them.
I release
and Lord, forgive me.
Lord,
for doing the same thing. In Jesus' name. And now I command these spirits to leave. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Get on out. Get on out.
Get on out. Even the resentment to their own parents, in the name of Jesus. Resentment to the husband, resentment to the wife, resentment to father, resentment to mothers. I break your power. All resentment, in the name of Jesus. That mistrust women, I break your power. Woman hater, I break your power. Woman hater that came through the parents. Woman hater that came from an ex-spouse. Woman hater that came in, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Can't trust a woman. I break your power. And that's both male and female. Can't have women friends. You can't trust them. I break your power. If you're a female and you don't have women friends, I break the power of those lies in the name of Jesus. I break it in Jesus' name. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go in Jesus' name. And every spirit that would say you can't trust a man, I break your power that came through the fathers, that came through ex-spouses, that came through the boyfriends, that came inherited in the name of Jesus. Can't have friends. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Every spirit says you can't trust anybody. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Every love-hindering spirit from the bowels now, come out. Now, every bit of ministry that's been done already this weekend, and the legal rights have been broken of the enemy, and there remains any squatters that Jesus wants out now, I now command to come out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and let's be finished here today, or for this part of the ministry. Go, 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 go. Get out in Jesus' name. Now say, Father, raise your hands to heaven if you will. Raise your hands. Receive from the living God. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I invite you.
I invite you.
Pour your love into me.
Pour your love into me.
Your peace.
Your peace.
Your joy.
Your joy.
Your hope.
Your hope.
Your gentleness.
Your gentleness.
Meekness.
Meekness.
Kindness.
Kindness.
Patience.
Patience.
Temperance.
Yeah.
Self-control, Lord.
Self-control.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Fill me up.
Fill me
bring
up.
Forth your fruit.
Bring forth your fruit.
Fill me up, Lord.
Fill me up,
Father, I love you.
Father,
I receive your blessing. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the food that's been prepared. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for your goodness, for your good hand upon our lives. Thank you for the hands that prepared this food. I thank you for blessing it when it's ready. Father, I'm blessing it while it's being cooked. I thank you for your people. We give you joy. We give you all the honor and praise. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
fill me with joy.
Fill me with joy.
It's the joy of the Lord.
It's the joy of the Lord.
That's my strength.
That's my strength.
Put a dance in my step.
Put, dance,
put praise in my heart.
Praise
I want to give you glory.
I want to give you glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBC.com/online.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.